Oh, sorry, didn't see you there. Just wiping off a little Santorum. Speaking of Santorum, I'd like to make comments on a couple of things he said about our economy and the causes for the bad economy. Let's take a look at some of the things that might be affecting our economy. We have the $1.3 trillion tax cut that has no expiration, which benefits mostly the rich. Remember that $700 billion in bailouts? We have that. Don't forget the $80 billion for Chrysler and GM. Remember that whole thing. Our wars cost $3.7 trillion. There's, of course, a ton of other things I can mention, but let's add this up and see what we can find out about our economy. Put that over. Carry over the one. And we can see. I can see how Rick Santorum can come up with single moms and gays being the reason for our bad economy with this math. There's so many things that we can focus on. Our banking crisis, our cost of war, healthcare. If the healthcare bill passes, how much more money are we going to be in debt? The fall of the euro, subprime mortgages being given to the American people, and then those toxic mortgages being given off, dumped on the Fed. That's like $1 trillion right there. Corporations owning our politicians. There's so many things we can talk about when we talk about a bad economy, but Rick Santorum wants to put the focus on single moms and gays, declaring that single moms are the base of the Democratic Party and have a desire for government help and that sort of thing. He mentions that if you notice, in the poverty line, here's a poverty line, so people in poverty. As far as a one man and one married couple, when both of them work, 5% of those are in the poverty line. When you have one, it's 30%. I'm trying to prove that marriage is better because there's less of them in poverty, which is just a dumbass, captain obvious. I mean, it couldn't be more than obvious that when you have two people working in a house, whether they're married or not, they're not going to be as much as poverty as one person working. But those are the comments he made. So I decided to go on to census.gov. And I wanted to... Did I spell census right? And I wanted to look up what the percentages were during 2001 when we had a surplus in our economy. We had a $237 billion surplus. That's how much money we've had extra. Now we're in a $14.8 trillion deficit. But when we had a surplus, turns out that the same statistics for the married couples, more than one person working, those that were in poverty, it was 4.7%, roughly 5%. For the single parents, for moms, it was 21.3%, dads, 10.2%, we get around 31.5%. Roughly the same figures. So whether we are in a $237 billion surplus or $14.8 trillion deficit, it seems that the same percentages for the people in poverty, the demographics, are about the same. So I don't see how having a married couple or a non-married couple is going to cause an economic crisis. Wouldn't we have more of a percentage of these people in poverty? Wouldn't this number be higher when we have the $14 trillion deficit? Not too sure. But then again, I'm not an economist. And I don't think Rick Santorum is either. So Rick Santorum said that the economy, bad economy, begins with the breakdown of the American family. The family, as defined by one man married to one woman, is equal to the first, defined by Rick Santorum, economy. Now, when this first economy breaks down, that's going to cause the breakdown of the overall economy. Now, he doesn't really go into how these are all connected, but this is just his things. Now, in August, and it's just a continuing thing, he also always says, marriage equality, meaning marriage for gays and lesbians, encourages the breakdown of the family. Again, providing no basis or no support for this theory. How this happens, I'm not too sure. But when we have a breakdown of family, we understand that it is equal to the first economy. When that breaks down, there's an overall economy. That's how Rick Santorum gets around saying how marriage equality is bad for the economy. How he bases that, I'm not too sure. One man and one woman are the basis of American society. And in last night's debate in Vegas, Rick Santorum had also said the country was not founded on the individual, but on the basic unit, which is the family. Ron Paul was quick to point out and corrected him that rights don't come in bunches. They come to individuals and they come from God. And I completely agree with that, because when you're single, it's not like you have no rights until you get married and all of a sudden now you have rights. No, everybody has rights, whether you're married or not. So I do believe that our rights come to individuals. I sort of see Rick Santorum like a storyteller. If we were in a village before civilization, he would be the witch doctor or the priest or something like that. He'd be the storyteller for sure. He would see a rooster that would crow in the morning right before the sun comes up. So here we have the sun coming up. Next day, he would see it again. Rooster crows, then sun comes up. He would make the connection with no scientific basis, no logic reasoning, really nothing, and say, wait, the rooster crows and then the sun comes up. Therefore, we must worship the rooster because it causes the sun to come up. It's a storyteller. Much like Pat Robertson, who says Haiti was in an earthquake because they made a pact with the devil, or Fred Phelps of the Westboro Baptist Church, who says IEDs that are killing Marines overseas are because of our leniency towards gays. Just make a connection without any reason, rhyme, just whatever they don't like, they wait for something bad to happen and they make a connection to prove that, oh, see what we don't like? That's what happens. And but I would say, out of all the storytellers, Rick Santorum has to be the worst. He'd probably be the biggest cock worshiper of the bunch. And that's what I have to say about Rick Santorum. So that's my video. Sorry that it went on a little bit longer. I'll work on condensing the information, having the drawings pre-drawn, so that I can make the videos a little bit shorter. So if you like, please subscribe. If you liked it, click like, leave a comment below, and I will see you next time. I'll try to make my other videos like less political and more entertaining in other ways.